freestyle rap.
You go outlive your own people.
You ready? 1, 2, 3.
So Set go outlive the roaches.
Set go outlive.
There ain't no way.
I could have picked Set, man.
Yeah, I picked Dolo. Dolo don't do no smoking, no drinking, no nothing. He just go to work. He gonna outlive all of us.
I said. I said Holiday because you survived the motorcycle accident. That's superhero shit.
Mm. Oh yeah, you did.
Yeah.
With my legs in the air like this.
That's what superheroes do. What I'm saying, like, I think you'll be
no superhero. A superhero would repair it itself.
No. Ooh, baby, 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 baby.
Hello, check. Yeah, that's it. It works. Hey guys. So I'm gonna make this real short. This is Freestyle Friday, it's your boy Holiday. I'm just here today to say how happy I am that Mike Tyson didn't die this weekend. Yo, this man, 60 years old, out here fighting for his life. And you know what? Angle says a lot of people out here, but there is a lot of things going on in this world today. And one of these things was that Mike Tyson was about to fight. Mike Tyson fought Jake Paul over the weekend on Friday on Netflix. And I just couldn't watch that shit, man. I couldn't take watching Kamala get her ass whooped in politics. And then the next week, watch Mike Tyson die in the ring. You know, Mike Tyson's 60 years old, man. Like, I think he's 58. But Mike Tyson's 60 years old. And the guy he's fighting is, like, younger than 30. You know what I'm saying? It was not going to work out. It was not going to work out in my head. So, I think they had, like, a five-hour broadcast or whatever on Netflix. I didn't watch it. My wife watched it. I watched something called Mrs. Davis on Peacock, but I fell asleep watching it. I fall asleep pretty early nowadays because I get up at 3 o'clock to get my workout on and stuff like that. I'm getting my Mount Wahlberg working out and shower and then get ready for my day, and then the sun comes up. That's what happens now. Anyway, I woke up during the interview, the post-fight interview. And then by the interview, I just found out that Mike Tyson lost. However, the fact that he was doing the interview at the end, I was just happy about that. It was a win. Like, one thing that says to me is that Jake Paul ain't got no punch. Like, there's no way that Mike Tyson shouldn't have been laid the fuck out if he was any type of puncher. You know what I'm saying? Another thing I think, I think Mike Tyson just wanted to go out in glory and he wanted to make sure, that he doesn't get killed in the ring. So he just picked somebody, you know what I'm saying? That's a lot of stories that this could be. Mike Tyson was like $60 million in debt before. So he got out of that debt. But if you can get it back, still keep your respect, there might have been another story behind that too. So I ain't bugging on him. I just feel I'm very excited that he made it. He made it to the end. That's all I really care about. However, it was last night, while I was on Reddit, I saw a post that he made, and I'm gonna post this in the feed, but basically says this is one of those situations when you lost but you still won. I'm grateful for last night. This is Mike Tyson speaking. No regrets to get in the ring one last time. I almost died in June. I had 8 blood transfusions, lost half of my blood and 25 pounds in the hospital, and had to fight to get healthy. To fight. So I won. To have my children see me stand toe-to-toe and finish 8 rounds with a talented fighter half my age in front of a packed out Dallas Cowboys Stadium is an experience that no man has the right to ask for. Thank you, Paul Tyson. You know what I'm saying? That was his post. And that was a very good post. That was a very spiritual post. That post shed more light onto the situation, man. So while Mike Tyson was training, again, this fight was supposed to be in May, I think. Either May or early June. While Mike Tyson was training, he almost died. And from there, he managed to get himself back on his feet and get into a whole nother regimen, training regimen, in order to fight today or yesterday or Friday. Today is Sunday, so Friday, the 15th, November the 15th. So you're really talking about November, December, I'm starting over. June, July, August, September, October, November. 5 months. You have 5 months to get it together, and you did it. So I commend you. Good job. All right, that's all I got to say about that. You can find me and everything I do at www.distractionnetwork.com. I now have a blue sky. Well, I've had a blue sky for about 3 years. I just haven't been saying anything about it. I said 3 years. I think I got my blue sky. I got my blue sky within a couple of months of Elon Musk buying Twitter, because I left Twitter that day. And that's because your boy has always been a protester. So I'm not going to do bullshit. Like, I'm not going to support somebody that I don't believe in. If I don't like your shit, if I don't like the way you flow, I'm not supporting you. It's just a little old me. I know one man don't make a big difference. However, you ain't getting it from me. And that's how I feel. So I love Twitter. The day the purchase was final, I deleted my account. I mean, eventually one day, maybe if I ever get famous enough, somebody might go see when did I delete my Twitter account. And you'll see it's the same day that he bought it. anyway, so I have a blue sky. Everything else is going to be tagged right about here. Until next time, though, take care. Be safe.